Go to sources that are giving you the truth and become a free thinker. Get to the bottom line. That's what we do on Wing TV, is we want to get to the bottom line of everything. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Lisa Giuliani, who is my co-host on Wing TV. And anyone that was at the dinner last night knows this woman is filled with fire. And she'll burn your fingers off. So get ready. She's wonderful. Good luck.
Thank you. I have to put my glasses on. I'm kind of blind. I don't want to call what I'm going to say today a speech, because really it's me sharing my thoughts with you. And I call it a statement of conscience. And first of all, I'd like to thank Charles Key and Chris Emery and all the members of the OKBIC for allowing us the opportunity to travel across the country and be here and talk to you. I wish there was a bigger turnout, but we're still fighting that battle of the illusion. Several months ago, in the midst of an ongoing investigation of our own into the events of 9/11, my co-host Victor and I had the opportunity to meet Chris Emery and subsequently, Charles Key, Janie Coverdale, Hoppy Heidelberg, Harmon Taylor, Dale Phillips, VZ Lawton, all of those we interviewed, and you can see those interviews on the Wing TV website. We've archived them permanently. We found that there's a lot of parallels and similarities between the events at OKC and what happened on 9/11. And so I came here today partly to share that with you, but also to share my thoughts. And as our friend Jim Mars, who's a published author, says, the higher the authority, the harsher the questions. And what I'm trying to tell everybody every day on Wing TV and what I'm here to tell you today is don't be afraid to ask harsh questions of your government. If we don't, they're going to roll right over us like they've been doing. And the stuff that I was hearing last night was just a perpetuation of BS. Okay, so what I want to say is this. We've gone over the official stories presented on these matters by the government and the national press many, many times. Ladies and gentlemen, the official explanations don't add up. They have more holes in them than a block of Swiss cheese. There now exists a copious amount of information which credibly and categorically refutes the official premises of both official stories, 9/11 and the OKC bombing. And the OKBIC's final report is an amazing compilation of facts and information that needs to get into the hands of every American. Tell everybody about it. I highly commend these members of the OKBIC because what they did was the investigation the government failed to do and refuses to do, 10 years later even. In any event, their work confirmed for us that there was much more to this bombing in OKC than meets the eye, like with 9/11. And we are not proponents at Wing TV of coincidence theories or incompetence theories. That's the LIHOP people. Let it happen on purpose. We believe they made it happen on purpose. There's an abundance of information available on both of these situations that proves this, so much so now that the official version of events of either case is laughable now. The government has been lying through its teeth, and it's still lying through its teeth. I believe that certain factions within the United States government and outside the government are complicit in the mass murders of Americans at Oklahoma City and on September 11th, 2001. Not all of you are going to like hearing this stuff, but this is supposed to be a day of truth, not telling people what they want to hear. And when I say complicit, I don't mean just with respect to foreknowledge, facilitation, and execution of these heinous crimes, but also with the subsequent ongoing massive cover-up campaigns that continue to this very day. They've been assisted in these cover-up campaigns by the controlled establishment media, who in turn has been further assisted by certain controlled elements of the so-called alternative press. We call these people media whores. There's really no other nice term to give them. They've sold the American people down the river, just like the politicians on both sides of the aisle. None of this is going to shock too many people here. Then again, there aren't too many people here. The statements I just made, some will say are radical, extremist, or unpatriotic. I disagree. I love my country, And I think we have the best form of government in theory, but it's been corrupted by evil people. I believe it was Joan of Arc who said, "They hang people for telling the truth," and she was right. They do. They do. Yet if people like us don't tell the truth, then who will? Think about that. Regrettably, neither our government nor our national press can be expected to do this based upon our past experiences with them. So it's left up to us, the American people. The current political and social climate in America today makes telling the truth not only a dangerous practice, but, as other people have said, it makes it a revolutionary act. So we live in a society deliberately saturated now with irrational fear, suspicion, and paranoia, spawned by criminal elements in positions of power and influence, including those familiar to us, along with other unseen forces who still remain behind the curtain. And they're not wearing towels on their heads, and they don't live in caves in Afghanistan, by the way. These same entities are also the perpetrators behind both OKC and 9/11. Considering the risk involved in openly challenging the government, many people have asked Victor and I why it is we do what we do. There's a very simple answer to that, because the truth matters. It matters still 10 years later, and it will always matter to a large segment of this population, whether or not it matters to our media or our government. So if it does matter, we have to have the backbone to confront it, all of it. Even if it's filthy and it stinks, even if it shakes our entire belief system to the core, if it turns our complacent worldview upside down and inside out, and even if we must pay a personal price for doing so. And let's face it, nobody wants to hear this, and nobody wants me to say things like this. There are going to be some people that die for telling the truth. There already have been a lot of people who've died for trying to tell the truth. And we have to face the fact that if we're going to get the truth out, we have to get through these obstacles, and we have to decide that we're going to pay a personal price. Some of us will pay more than others. And I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to stand up here and say these things, and I'm willing to talk to people like Bob Barr or the president or whoever. And whatever happens, happens, because there's got to be some things that you're willing to fight for, to die for, things worth living for. And we have to think of our children. And what kind of country are we going to leave for them if we don't do or say anything? In both scenarios, OKC and 9/11, we've been handed nothing less than a pack of lies and false trails. Now, I didn't travel halfway across the country on that bus to merely stand up here and speak like a cookie-cutter poster girl for political correctness and blind allegiance. I neither respect nor will I pledge allegiance to a crime syndicate. That's not my style. Sure. Good, I need a sip. Thank you. What I'm telling you is it's time to publicly challenge the status quo and the organizations that are driving this criminal activity. The pattern of treachery, deceit, and murder will not stop until the people of this country are made to see beyond the false right-left paradigm, beyond the political theater, through the smoke and mirrors, until they're able to distinguish between fact and fiction, and until everybody can cut through the lies, illusions, deceptions, and propagandistic BS stories. Truth is there at the core once we peel away all these rotten layers, and there's a lot of rotten layers. The truth needs to reach a critical mass of people in order to prevail and make a difference. We haven't reached a critical mass of people. We've reached a tiny percentage of people, but this is growing. We're trickling the information into the mainstream. We need to break the dam and let it rush. Our government and our media need to feel the weight and force of collective public outrage if anything's going to change for the better. That doesn't mean we need to take swords to the streets, But we have to have a revolution in thought before we can make a difference. And we have to reevaluate our role in this society and stop being passive spectators to what's going on and start being proactive participants in what's going on. We need to sit on this government. Some of you may disagree, but if you can see a better way out of this tunnel of lies, and I've looked long and I've looked hard, then I would like you to show that better way to me. Because as far as I'm concerned, we don't have a legitimate court in this country. Our judiciary is out of control. Our politicians on both sides of the aisle don't give a damn what we have to say. They don't want to hear what we have to say. They'll promise you anything that gets them to where they want to be, and then they turn their back on you and forget your face and your name. You're just a number. As far as I understand it, as I said before, today's a day of truth. So let's keep talking about the truth. On 9/11 and at OKC, multiple explosions were reported in real-time TV newscasts by a variety of sources. Regarding OKC, there's actual footage showing unexploded bombs being removed from the building. Unexploded bombs. Now, we haven't heard the people so far this morning saying too much about that. Unexploded bombs. VZ Lawton and Jane did talk about that, and we're reiterating it because this is an important point. Unexploded bombs. Multiple bombs in the building. Regarding 9/11, the video footage clearly shows sequential rows of explosions occurring throughout the towers, a controlled demolition. There were also many eyewitnesses, including rescue workers and TV correspondents, who reported bombs in the buildings. Both events were psychological operations. They call them PSYOPs, that served as a pretext for the passage of unconstitutional and dangerous anti-American legislation. They both perpetuated a climate of fear as intended, and accelerated the abrogation of our civil liberties, as well as the imperialistic fascist agenda that was already in place and is still in place. 9/11 also served as a pretext to lock us into perpetual, unending war. And where are we, folks? We're in perpetual, unending war. What the PNAC is talking about, Project for a New American Century, they want simultaneous wars in multiple theaters around the world, as far as the eye can see, and beyond. In both scenarios, the government and media have pointed the finger of suspicion and blame upon certain target groups, as Jane mentioned. With OKC, the target group was the far-right radicals and the militia groups. With 9/11, the target group was the Arab terrorists, Osama bin Forgotten, and Al-Qaeda. We know the government is concealing the identity of other important players in both cases, individuals directly involved in executing these crimes. The government is shielding the other true perpetrators. In both cases, the government relied on flimsy, implausible explanations that do not hold up to close examination and defy both common sense and science. Regrettably, most Americans have failed to sit up and listen and pay attention, and they don't challenge these flimsy premises despite voluminous and ever-growing amounts of evidence and information to the contrary. Because people are conditioned. They let the government do their thinking for them. They let the media do their thinking for them. We know the government had foreknowledge and was complicit in the crimes and cover-ups of OKC and 9/11. And I'm saying they didn't let these things just come to pass. It wasn't a matter of mere incompetence or coincidence. They made them happen. That's a hard one to wrap your brain around, especially if you want to believe your government has your best interests in mind. But it's the truth. In both cases, the government has met calls for legitimate investigations of both events with silence, stonewalling, and or a whitewash. Solid scientific fact and expert analyses that stands up in contrast and contradicts these Swiss cheese stories has been casually dismissed and disregarded by the government and the media. The media is supposed to be the government watchdog, our buffer between us and the government. In both cases, science can be used to overwhelmingly contradict and disprove the government's official version of events. Official. Explosives expert General Parton has shown, and will show again today, clearly and absolutely that an AMFO bomb is incapable of causing the kind of destruction that occurred at the Murrah Building. And Galileo and Isaac Newton have been instrumental among those who have helped us prove that the official version of the World Trade Center collapses is also an absolutely impossible scenario by the government's standards. The collapse is, according to the government's story, the collapses defy the laws of physics. In both cases, not one single person in the position of political leadership has shown the integrity, raw guts, or conscience to stand up, speak the whole truth, or do what is necessary to expose the other true criminals behind these horrific crimes and their subsequent mass public deceptions. They have paraded patsies and target groups before us instead. To this day, not one person within the current political arena, anyone that I call credible or that I would believe, has demanded legitimate investigations into the OKC bombing or into the events of 9/11, and it isn't for us lack of trying, believe me. Instead, the American people have been suckered. It's time to take the government and the media to task. We're running out of time. I mean, they're going to get ready for another spike. What's going to be the next big spike? A nuke on an American city? In both cases, major crime scenes have been tampered with. Investigators were hampered. People were threatened with arrest for taking photos. We see the same rubble removal company involved, Controlled Demolition, Inc., at 9/11, OKC, and Waco. In both cases, we see a string of unexplained deaths. We demand an answer to the murder of Terry Yakey with OKC. I talked to a police officer yesterday as we were out at the rally, and he said, "Does the name Terrence Yakey mean anything to you?" And I said, "Yes, sir, he was murdered." And he says, "Well, you guys go and do what you have to do. We've got you covered." The police know he was murdered. They can't say anything, I guess. We see Republicans and Democrats shamelessly adhering to this official story in both cases and ignoring evidence that incriminates those in power and intelligence positions. Evidence that ultimately incriminates the government. In both cases, the government's story amounts to nothing more than a giant conspiracy theory, a hoax. Our politicians are allowing the perpetuation of lies to continue in spite of the fact that they are in possession of information. They're in possession of our information that clearly disproves the official government line. Senators and congressmen in Texas and other states and the Pentagon has this information. What are they doing with it? What does it say to you? Does it tell you your politicians have your best interests in mind? Does it suggest these elected representatives stand in truth and integrity? Do those people even know what those words mean? Or does their silence translate into a genuine betrayal of the Constitution they've sworn to uphold and the millions of people they've vowed to serve and protect? They've really betrayed us all. And their silence tells me that we're on our own. Their allegiance is to those higher up the food chain who pull their strings, international bankers, heads of multinational corporations, top members of secret societies, top members of military brass. Our politicians have absolutely failed us on every level, and I have grave misgivings about looking to government to solve these crimes, because I have no faith in this government. And this government has been instrumental in causing these crimes. No matter how far the arm of the octopus extends, if it extends to the Middle East or to China and wraps itself around the world, all roads lead back to our government. The center of gravity always ends up being the United States government. And it has no intention of exposing the truth, because the truth about OKC and the truth about 9/11 is incredibly damning. And the government is not going to voluntarily point a finger at itself. The role of the national press has been to shape and control the public mindset, to regurgitate lies and legitimize them. We saw this past weekend with Rita Cosby, who tried to convince VZ Lawton she's on our side, and then didn't tell the truth, And the look on that man's face made me want to cry. And we said, you know what, VZ? She was never on your side. She's on their side. And she always will be. They spin information within these narrow parameters set for them by their political and corporate masters. And the press has been infiltrated by intelligence agencies. And these people control all avenues of the mainstream media. And this is why Victor and I created Wing TV, an independent news source that isn't controlled by anyone. Because there's got to be some truth in media. There's no law that requires our media to tell us the truth. Did you know that? There's no law that requires them to tell the truth. Truth and media do not go hand in hand in America unless we demand it. So there's nothing fair, accurate, truthful, or balanced about what the press has labeled news today. Bill O'Reilly can call himself new media all he wants, but there's nothing new about what he's doing. He's just spinning faster. It was Bill Moyers who once said that the only news the public gets to see is what the government says is news. And he was right. The press is complicit in covering up both 9/11 and OKC and a lot of other stories. They've engaged in a massively orchestrated, concerted, well-organized, and ongoing campaign of disinformation and government propaganda to mentally condition people like you and me and the rest of the American people. And as we all know, they've been hugely successful. As Victor pointed out, you ask anybody, they're going to pop Tim McVeigh's name up there, but they're not going to even know, like, what Building 7 was on 9/11. Most people don't even know Building 7 fell down. They're like, what? What's that? Because the media doesn't cover that stuff. As many have pointed out, there's an elephant in the room, and the media has completely, deliberately, and very visibly ignored it. This should tell us something. It tells me that it does not serve the American people as the government watchdog. It does not abide by its own code of journalistic ethics. There's no law that, as I said, that requires this establishment press to tell us the truth, and we know they don't. The mainstream media is complicit in covering up the crimes of OKC and 9/11, and in my mind, that makes the mainstream media criminal. In both cases, OKC and 9/11, we see the same names surfacing, and one of them was mentioned already, Jamie Gorelick, from the King Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. We see Gene Corley, the FEMA director, both events. They get the same people to control the information and the investigation at all of these different events. Every time, the same names keep surfacing. It's very disturbing to me. We see the FBI. You guys have had experience with the FBI. We see them engaging in what they do best, intimidating witnesses, seizing, withholding, and falsifying evidence, contradicting themselves, flat out lying. The FBI is a criminal entity working for the massive organized crime syndicate that really runs this country and drives this government. How do you like that? Now, I've traveled 1,381 miles or so to be here today because I have a conscience and because the truth matters to me and because I lost 20 friends on 9/11. 19 of them were firemen, and I'm from New York. And this really pisses me off. Pardon the French. What I would like to see result from this event is a dramatically heightened public awareness and a spirit of unified resistance. We have to confront this government. And I know it's hard to do that. It's hard for me to do that too. But our silence thus far has been construed as our consent. And our silence makes us complicit in the cover-ups. Our silence makes us part of the problem. And I'm not going to be silent. It's obvious to me and to many others that this government murders its own citizens with impunity and lies to cover its criminal tracks. This is our government. Yet it's a government that tampers with evidence, destroys crime scenes, and blinds us with lies and propaganda. And it's helped by all kinds of people in the infiltrated, compromised press that has a symbiotic relationship with it. We have a government that presumes that we're all stupid, we're all sheep, and we're all expendable. Our spineless, handcuffed press has thus far surrendered its collective conscience in subservience to these corporate governmental masters. We have to tell the truth. That's what they are, and that's what they're doing. It's a media that even appears to like playing these games because it's easier and safer and it doesn't risk anything for them. The media is not going to jeopardize its own well-being in order to do what's right for people like you or me. If they were going to, we'd have some real coverage instead of conditioning and brainwashing. Big media's silence on the obvious tells us that big media is also part of the problem, and it will never be part of the solution. Not until they start coming around and doing the right thing. Do you see them doing that? Did you see Rita Cosby doing that this weekend? No, I didn't. So at what point do we say enough is enough and we draw the line in the sand? Bob Barr can call it adversarial, see? But Thomas Paine would have disagreed with him. And so do I. So how many people have to die before we have our belly full? My mother always said to me, you're never going to act until you get your belly full, when she didn't like a guy I was going out with. You're never going to dump that loser until you get your belly full. Okay, so when do we get our belly full? How many children have to die before we have our belly full? And make no mistake about it, America is dying. The events at OKC and on 9/11 were meant to traumatize, manipulate, and paralyze us. They were hugely successful psyops. Are we prepared for this next big spike that's coming? We must break the silence and we have to start pushing back hard. That means opening your mouth and talking publicly, and no matter how uncomfortable it is and how frightening it is, and don't think I don't get uncomfortable and frightened too. I was kind of frightened to come up and talk to you guys today. But we have to do it. It's time we take control of our own destinies and reclaim this country from these lying, murdering monsters. That's what they are. If we want legitimate investigations, if we want justice, we must demand these things, not ask politely. Because that isn't getting us anywhere. It hasn't gotten anywhere for the OKC survivors for 10 years. It's not getting anywhere in the 9/11 movement either. We have to start making some noise. If we don't, the lies, the murders, and the cover-ups are just going to keep continuing, and they're going to get worse. This is not a government that represents the American people. And it has really not much to do with George Bush, because it doesn't matter who's in the White House. They're all political puppets. This government represents a crime syndicate. And all they want to do is bring more tragedy, destruction, and shame upon the good, decent people of this nation while serving themselves. So I say it's time we rise up and we resist the status quo and we stop keeping silent. Ignoring the truth is not going to make it go away, but it is going to make America go away. And I believe the people can handle the truth. And we have to keep telling it louder. I have to make one final comment here, and then I'll leave you guys alone. I've said this a lot of times before. It's worth repeating to me. We do not honor the dead through silence, by burying our heads in the sand, being politically correct, or going along with the status quo. We do not honor the dead by following the rest of the sheep to the slaughter or refusing to ask hard questions of authority. We do not honor the dead when we fail to demand truthful answers and accountability. We honor the dead when we refuse to be silenced, when we reject lies, when we speak truth to power, and we demand justice in their names. We need to gather our courage because the road ahead is not going to be easy, but it's a necessary road for us to travel, and some of us will die. We must face down this evil once and for all and do the job our politicians and our press have proven themselves incapable of and unwilling to do. Rip the lid off the lies. It's our responsibility to make sure that those we loved and lost on April 19, 1995 and September 11, 2001 did not die in vain. In this, we cannot and must not fail. And, you know, for my 20 friends, it'll be till the day I give my last breath before I ever shut up about this. Samuel Adams once wrote, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds." Now, I don't know about any of you, but I'm an angry, irate American, and I've had enough. I'm ready to set some minds on fire. We have to speak truth to power and to the American people. In so doing, we will honor not only the dead, but our children, our nation, and ourselves. Because the truth matters. Never stop telling it. Thank you.